Staying in Africa, aid agencies say at least 40 people have been killed in tribal clashes in Sudan's troubled Darfur region. UN officials warn that tribal fighting is becoming a growing concern and has killed more people than the conflict between government and forces and rebels, with hundreds dead in the past few months. Deputy Director of the Sudan Programs Group at the U.S. State Department is Jason Small. He spoke with us about their strategy to bring some relief to the civilians caught up in the horror story of Darfur.
We've got a strategy and a policy that we're following. It's got three major prongs. The first is on humanitarian. Obviously, the people of Darfur continue to suffer. There are millions of people that are living in camps and many in refugees across the border in Chad. We need to ensure that they continue to receive the humanitarian relief that they need to stay alive. We're also trying to work very closely with the UN and the African Union on a peaceful resolution to the conflict. We're working to implement the Darfur Peace Agreement, which was signed last May, and the United States was worked very closely with the African Union and other international partners there to achieve that agreement. We need to bring some of the rebel groups that did not sign on to that agreement into that agreement, and we're going to do that by working with the UN and AU to get a political process going. And third, we feel very strongly that we need to increase the capacity and grow the size of the African Union mission that's in Sudan right now. There is a plan to put in place an African Union United Nations hybrid mission. This will bring 20,000 troops to Sudan. I mean, the African Union has done a commendable job in providing initial stabilization of the situation there, but the complexity of the situation with respect to security has become more complicated over time, and we need more troops there. And so those are the three prongs of our policy at this point.